It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon.
Come
show
on, Spike.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, this is football.
We're at Chickies in South Philly. We will be here Monday as well. And then after our show, you can join us for the return of the Brandon Graham Show, starting at 6 p.m., live from Chickies in South Philly. Now, Ike will be doing the pregame show from Lincoln Financial Field tonight with the rest of the guys. What kind of crowd do we expect at the Link for the big watch party tonight?
Well, they have, from what I've heard, they've sold out their allotment of tickets.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah,
and
so
how many is that? Do we know?
I think I heard 15 or 10. Either 10 or 15,000.
Just to watch the game in the stadium.
Just to watch the game in the stadium on the screen. Yep. We're doing the pregame show over there. Joe Giglio will be quarterbacking the show.
He sure will.
Find out if he's got big game voice.
Yeah. Well, all I know for sure is me and Hugh.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll check in with Elliot.
I'm like, yeah.
You check in with Elliot.
Check in with people, yes.
Check in with Merrill.
Howard, right?
Yeah.
We'll at some point.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll probably check in with those guys.
Yeah.
So
are you going to have Brazilian steak?
You can have a guy, a red card. And
exactly
a
right.
Card.
Yeah. Exactly right.
So in 10 minutes, we will have Nick Kostos with us, who will tell you who to bet tonight and his best picks this weekend. Nick Kostos of You Better You Bet and BetQL. We're looking for what you are most excited to see in the game tonight. Ike, Jalen Hurts, me, Saquon Barkley, Jack, the defense?
The defense. Get the lifeblood of this organization back.
215.
You really want to see the D, don't you?
Yeah. You know me.
Pause.
Any chance I get.
215. You want to keep going?
No.
All right.
E!
All right. Nah, if you're going to do it, you got to do it. All right. 215-592-9494. What are you most excited to see tonight? Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What up, Bruce?
All right. Good afternoon. Hey, Spike. Ike.
Yes, sir.
And?
Spike and Ike and Jack.
There we go.
Hey, man, I'm fired up.
There we go. You sound better than you did the other day.
Hey, come on, Bruce, wake up.
I'm not going to come in there like Eeyore, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this thing. Look, we're going to go in there. It's going to be hell from below, death from above, and all of the cheeseheads, they're not gonna know what to do, baby. We're gonna do this thing. We're gonna skull drop them from one end of the field to the other. We're not playing. We're not taking any names. There's gonna be blood on the battlefield, and we're gonna do our thing. Let's do this. Let's go.
Give it to us.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, man. Bruce. Now,
what's your final score?
Sorry. I'm a little worried.
You had enough.
Well, I was a little scared that Bruce was stealing
Rios'
thing. I just want to be careful. Blood on the grass is one guy's thing.
No, but here's the thing, though.
Okay.
And I'll vouch.
Okay.
Rios is someone who spreads that sort of love and energy. So he's okay.
Did you say love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm talking about on game day. This is when the whole blood on the grass thing is a term of endearment. That's so Rios doesn't mind if other people feel that way, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, good. Well, then Rios is a lover.
And you will know the difference when Rios call here versus everybody else that tries to do the whole.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Often imitated.
Yes.
Yeah. Not
never
duplicated.
Different vibe. Different vibe. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com.
By the way, is Buzz aware?
Yeah, listen. Game day radio shows are tougher to produce.
Yeah.
So it was a very thorough conversation. He knows where the song is for
right.
Rios.
Okay.
The question, do you expect the Eagles to win tonight or do you hope they win tonight?
I expect them to win tonight.
Now, Ike, now that is the Twitter poll.
Yes.
What do you think the expect percentage is versus the hope percentage?
I think everybody's excited today. So I think you're going to get most people that expect to win tonight. But then you have the realistic fan that's sitting there as well. So I'll go Let's go 63% expect to win tonight.
Little nervous Nellies out there. 48%
It's 50-50.
It is 50-50.
Wow.
I think people know the Packers are good, and deep down.
No, it's the other way.
Well, yes. Deep down, they have no idea how good the Eagles are.
Yes.
You know, they.
Yeah, I think we all can admit the Packers are a good team. Yeah, yes. This isn't some pushover game.
No. And I think we're all, to a certain extent with the Eagles this year, it's a lot of guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, informed guessing based on what we've seen and who we know is there. But it's a lot of guessing. Even offensively, it's a lot of we can
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
What's the alternative? Going in feeling doom and gloom?
No, I don't want that.
That sucks as a fan.
Yeah, I've been there. Every Sixers playoffs.
Doom and gloom. You told me last year was the year.
Wow. We all got to play a role every once in a while.
This is probably their hardest opener in a long time, though.
Oh, I mean, you're looking at previous.
For the Eagles, like last year was the Patriots. I mean, I know that Mac Jones hung 300 on this defense.
That shouldn't have been a tough game.
2022 at the time was not tough, but the Lions, like they were
They were bad. Yeah.
They were starting the come up. Falcons the year before that, no.
Nope.
2020, I barely remember them starting the season against Washington.
I remember that. That was the down in Washington.
27-17, they lost.
Yeah, right before the half, interception.
Washington again the year before that was the Deshaun touchdown
game. Yep.
They haven't really. I think this is the toughest one they've had in a long time.
Yeah.
And Green Bay is a team that everybody expects to be up and coming. I think everybody expects for the next 5 years for the Packers to be a really solid team.
Yeah, and to be fair, the Eagles, other than the year after they won the Super Bowl, where they got the Thursday night game to open up the season. The Eagles aren't usually on a nationally televised game opening weekend, so they usually don't get the great matchup the opening weekend.
Right.
It's a great matchup because we're showcasing. I mean, had he took my advice, we'd be playing the Panthers.
Yeah, you were begging for the Panthers.
1 p.m. on Sunday.
I meant in Brazil.
Oh,
and they took my advice. Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, we'd be playing the Panthers.
You're trying to go down there and have a cakewalk to start the season.
No, I didn't get that.
No.
Nope.
What are you most excited to see tonight? 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester, you're on WIP. What up, Andy?
Get my neck roll! You guys still serving up Ike juice or no?
Oh, yeah. Let's go, bud. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice. Damn right, it's game day, baby.
That's the top shelf stuff.
That's right.
So, yeah, I am.
Which I'll be able to partake in tonight.
Yep.
I'm on my way home. I'm about to hit it.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Oh, I mean, listen.
All right.
Yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, we're all excited.
Yeah. As long as it's consensual.
Yeah. Do you need John Johnson?
What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Hey, you bring a walker to the Square Bar tonight?
The Square Bar is legendary, but I don't think so. I watch Eagles games in peace by myself.
You'll be there.
All right. So, I'll see you there.
Most excited for I can't wait to see the first play from scrimmage. No idea what they're going to do. I'm just curious to see what this offense is going to be like this year.
You know,
what do you think?
That's a really good point, just the first play. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What do we see? Did they take a shot down the field? Did they give it to Saquon? Is there, like, what is that first play? I was a little nervous about it, actually.
I think we go deep to Johan Dotson.
Jahan.
Yep, I'll get it right.
Yeah.
I'd like to see.
As soon as he scores, I'll have it right.
Yep, yeah.
How about a screen pass to Saquon? Didn't see any just regular, a check down screen passes last year. Just all the bubble screens. But just let him know. We're going
play action. That first play is going to be a play action pass.
Yeah.
A real play action under center or
I have no idea.
A fake shotgun.
It could be a shotgun play action.
Yeah. That nobody believes.
No, it's going to be a screen to Julio.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, let me get through my Eagles chat real quick.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go Birds! Dallas sucks!
It sounded like it hurt.
Dallas sucks always helps.
Yeah, yep.
And you know it's loud when people in the restaurant here starts turning around.
Yes. To a phone call,
yes.
By the way, to a phone call. Joining us in a couple of minutes will be Nick Kostos to get you your bets ready for this weekend. But before that, Ike, has to tell you what you're going to do with that money if you win the bets.
That's right. Take it over to Mark's Jewelers. It's football season, and that means my friends over at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Now, Mark's is the official sponsor of our afternoon show, Fantasy Football League. And they want to help you. Nope, they want your help. I'm sorry, they want your help on the design of this year's ring. Here's what you need to do. Go to 94WIP.com/contest and select the Mark's Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship, and also find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring. Let Mark's Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
So, you know, you mentioned Mark's being the sponsor of our Fantasy Football League. Did you have anybody active last night? Because, of course, last night is the first fantasy night.
In our league, yeah, I think I had Xavier Worthy last night.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
He's pretty exciting player, man.
Yeah, you
Holy
know what?
Cow.
He's going to be one of those boom or bust guys, because he's not going to – I don't know if he's going to be a volume guy.
Yeah.
But he's explosive every time he gets the ball. So he only had two touches last night, but he got two touchdowns.
Yeah, well, that's something that the Chiefs offense was certainly missing, mm-hmm. you know, in last year, was that sort of a game-breaker type, which they had.
I tell you, that Rice kid looked good last night.
Yes.
Rashee
Rice. Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony?
No, he's. I had him for two touchdowns. Because he kept like breaking them, like almost breaking them. I was like, come on. Yeah. Like, let's go.
All right. Joining us now is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet. And the call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet. For more analysis, just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. Nick, you excited for a big Giants failure again this season?
Oh, big Giants failure coming. Great to be on with you guys, first and foremost.
Yes, sir.
Here from sunny Las Vegas. You know, it is going to be a Giants failure this season, but I will take heart in knowing that at the end of this season, my football team will have four Lombardi trophies and your team will still have one. But yes, the Eagles will be.
Yeah, what loser talk.
Yeah, that is.
Loser talk.
That is loser talk. You're better.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Better than that, Nick.
Well, I mean, like, what do you want me to say? Like, my team's terrible. Yes, the Giants are going to fail this season spectacularly. You are right. No doubt.
Could they clean house, do you think, if they fail this year? The coach, GM, all that stuff? Oh, really? You're not a believer?
It's not that I'm not a believer. It's that I feel like there should be consequences for action. Like, the action was you won meaningless games last year that didn't matter with Tommy DeVito. Wow, what a great story. Except now we have Malik Nabers, who's awesome, instead of Drake May or Jaden Daniels. And we know from Hard Knocks, which actually was really good, also like Brian Dable, get your feet off the desk, you slob. We know that the Giants wanted to trade up for a quarterback and weren't able to. So, like, we know already that the organization doesn't believe in Daniel Jones anymore. Like, it's apparent. It was out there. It was on national television. There needs to be consequences for action. So when the Giants are bad this year, and when Daniel Jones is terrible, and when they bench him at the end of the season like the Broncos did Russell Wilson last year to avoid paying injury guarantees, like, there should be consequences for that. They should not get to pick the new quarterback of the team. But I think, like, John Mara will probably bring them back because he's a trust fund baby. That's just my opinion.
Wow. Wow. Costos going scorched earth. I love it. So, all right, tonight, Eagles-Packers in Brazil. Now, last I looked, Eagles were down to -2. What do you like in the game tonight, Eagles-Packers?
Yeah, so I think the point spread's fine. Eagles probably should be a small favorite on a neutral field. Both teams are really good. Philadelphia probably slightly better, and we'll see how the game plays out tonight. So no issue for me on the side. If I had to pick a winner of the game, I would pick the Eagles slightly. I do think Philly is a little better than Green Bay. But I don't think I'll bet the side. I will have a small bet on the total of the game. And look, you know, obviously the game is played in Sao Paulo. It's not like it's a static event. It's not like it's played at the Link. So things could get a little wacky here. Like, we'll see how the field is, et cetera. But I do really like both offenses, and I think both offenses will have a lot of success early in the season and throughout the season. So I do like the over in the game. I do think one thing that's interesting, and I don't know if you guys have touched on it, but I think it's going to be fascinating how the NFL calls the Eagles' offensive line tonight after what happened last night with a million illegal formation calls on Ronnie Stanley in the Ravens-Chiefs game. As we know, and look, like I am a little bit of a hater as a Giants fan, but Lane Johnson has been jumping offside on every play for the last, like, 5 years, constantly. So, like, are they going to call offsides on Lane Johnson constantly? Because they did last night on Ronnie Stanley and did it once on Juwan Taylor also. So I'm curious if that's going to be a thing that bleeds into the games this weekend and moving forward this season. So I like the over in the game, makes me pick a winner. I'll pick the Eagles. I will give out one Eagles prop for you guys here, and I'll talk about this on You Better You Bet. I think with Kellen Moore now running the Eagles offense, maybe they'll use Devontae Smith a little differently. Maybe, like, line him up in the slot a little bit in lieu of, like, Jahan Dotson, like Kellen Moore is used, like Keenan Allen last year, CeeDee Lamb in the past. So Devontae Smith over 57.5 receiving yards for me tonight.
Now, you mentioned the over. How do you figure in the fact that it's in a not just a neutral site, but out of the country and that sort of stuff? Like, I looked at the over, too, and to me it just seemed like, it feels too easy. How do you figure in, you know, the fact that it's an out-of-country neutral site game when you're betting it?
Yeah, I think the game is like a wacky game, right? I will bet the over because I will be in a sports book tonight in Las Vegas and will want to have money on the game. That's why I'm betting the over. Like, I'm being honest with you guys. If this game were on, like, Sunday at 4 o'clock or, like, or at least the 1 o'clock slate, I probably wouldn't have a bet on the side or total of the game. If the game were played in Brazil, I just think it's really wacky. So just in terms of the over looking easy, you know, like, games with a really high point total, it does feel like it's easy with these two offenses. All you need is, like, one red zone interception, one fumble inside the 20, and, like, you just lose the game with a total this high. So it feels really easy. Like, I feel like I'll win the bet, but none of these overs are guaranteed. The totals are really tough.
We got Nick Kostos from You Better You Bet on the BetQL Network. You get it wherever you get your podcasts. All right, give us your three best bets for this weekend.
Okay, we'll go with, I'll give you a total, and then I'll give you two side bets. The total will be in the Dolphins-Jaguars game Sunday in Miami. I love both of these offenses. Love both. I love Tua this year. I love Trevor Lawrence this year. Tyreek is great. Jalen Waddle's great. I love Jacksonville drafting Brian Thomas from LSU with their first-round pick. I have Brian Thomas like almost every fantasy league that I'm in. I think both offenses are going to be electric. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I think this game gets into the 60s. Total in the game currently sitting at 49. So give me the over with the Jaguars and the Dolphins. Two side bets now. Number one, I'll take the Carolina Panthers +4 on the road at the New Orleans Saints with Derek Allen, the terrible combination.
You are a sicko, man. The first side you give us is the Panthers and the Saints?
Yeah. It's like
I love it.
Mark Schlereth is coming up on You Better You Bet today. He'll be on the call on Fox with that game. I can't wait to ask him about it. Seriously. Like,
that's incredible.
Like, but not a huge game, but betting-wise, I think it's a great opportunity. Like, the Saints are horrible. They're horrible. Probably have, like, the worst offense. Not an exaggeration. Probably the worst offensive line in the league, an exceedingly mediocre quarterback, and probably the worst head coach in the league, and the guy that's favored to be the first coach fired in Dennis Allen. I get it. Like, Carolina's brutal last year. Bryce Young is my size. Bad if you're a quarterback in the NFL. Okay if you're a radio host, but bad if you're a quarterback. Like, I understand, but Carolina, new head coach and Dave Canales, a little bit of a quarterback of his first, helped revive Geno Smith, helped revive Baker Mayfield. New weapons now for Bryce Young, including Deontay Johnson, who could actually get open. No one could get open for Carolina last year. I'll take the Panthers +4 against the Saints. And this game is moving. I still like it, but, like, we have seen movement on the side that I like. And I've been talking about this game since the schedule came out. I'll take the Tennessee Titans +4 on the road in Chicago against the Bears. This point spread is facts, not in evidence. Just the idea that Caleb Williams, and I think Caleb Williams is great, but now that he's the quarterback, the Bears are going to be awesome. Last I checked, we all thought last year Matt Eberflus was a terrible coach. Now he's got Caleb Williams and a cool new haircut, and now he's George Allen. I don't think so. So give me the Titans +4. I think Will, you love it at Levis, will have a good game on Sunday for Tennessee.
Now, Nick, I think this is the ultimate.
Oh, I miss Kostos. I miss you, brother. Yeah.
Well, the ultimate.
I appreciate your laughter in the background. Like, heart, like warms my soul.
Well, this is true respect. is that you should know, Nick, that as you give these picks, Ike scrambled for something to write down the picks.
Oh, no doubt.
You can be assured that if there's one person in the Delaware Valley that is betting every one of those, it is Ike Reese.
I'm at least examining them. Yes.
So
I love it.
Now we all love props. You love props. Can you give us your favorite prop for this weekend?
Yeah. You'll say this is. I think you, Mike. You know me, and like the guys know me well enough at this point. I am a Giants fan, but I am not a homer.
I'm not a Giants homer. You would fit in perfectly down here because you hate your teams more than anybody does.
I hate the teams that deserve to be hated. Like,
sure,
right now,
yes.
I love the Knicks, but I hate the Yankees and I hate the Giants. But my favorite prop this weekend, as of right now, and I have a bunch that I like and have circled, but like I think this one is so wrong. I know I wanted the Giants to draft a quarterback, but it needs to be said, the wide receiver the Giants drafted, Malik Nabers from LSU, is ridiculously good.
Real
he was
deal.
Insane in training camp. He was every time he's on the field in the preseason, he looks like the best player on the field. The Vikings secondary is hot garbage. They just signed Stephon Gilmore like off the street to play cornerback. The Malik Nabers will run circles around the secondary. In the betting market right now at BetMGM, his yardage prop has now been bet up like 6 yards correctly. It's now like 62.5. I like that over. And his reception prop is 5.5 for the full game, and it's juiced under. He might have 6 by halftime. He's going to be the entire offense for the team this year. I think they're going to target him early and often. Think Stephon Diggs' usage when Brian Daboll was in Buffalo. I think that's how they'll use Nabers. So give me overs this week on Malik, won't you be my neighbor, for the New York Football Giants.
Well, Kostos, you mentioned the Knicks. I'm going to give you a bet. Over 53.5 this year. They're going to win a lot of regular season games. They'll lose in the second round or whatever. But they're going to win. Over 53.5 is a Knicks future you should bet.
Well, I'll tell you who they won't lose in the playoffs. They won't lose to the team in the playoffs that they beat in the first round last year. And I'm looking very much forward to that. And look, and maybe that we'll get, since the Nets are now in Brooklyn, maybe one day we'll get New York versus New Jersey again with my New York Knicks against the New Jersey 76ers.
Oh, you're going there. All right. All right, Nick, appreciate it, brother. Great to have you on, and we look forward to having you all season right around this time.
Appreciate it, bro.
Very much. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's go Devontae Smith tonight.
There you go. Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, and Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. That guy is – so I've had meals with Nick. He's exactly like that all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no – like volume.
There's no bit.
Yeah, there's only on and off. And but you know, part of me is convinced that when he is laying in bed sleeping, that there's like his hand is twitching on a betting app somewhere, betting something. So coming up next,
Smitty's plus 1500 for 2 touchdowns tonight.
Point that one out.
Plus 1500.
Yep.
There you go. You're just not even listening to Nick. You're just going your own way.
No. Oh, okay. He likes Smitty tonight.
Right, but didn't he like yardage or did he like touchdowns?
I don't know which one.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, the fact that he likes Smitty.
Plus 1,500.
Yes.
There you go. I
look for odds.
I love that juice. Yeah. I every time somebody tells me a bet and I look at it, it's like plus 130. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's not.
Don't even waste your time.
Yeah.
Man, I can't get a bet for a plus. Anything under.
I'm going to have to bet so much.
Yeah. No interest.
Come on.
These people put up minus 110 picks.
I want to lose, but I want to think I'm going to make a lot.
Yes,
that is what I want to do.
I did put together a $10 parlay to win 1,200.
Yes, let's do it.
No legs hit.
All right. Do you win something if none of the legs hit?
Dude, you should get your money back.
Yeah.
You go over.
Coming up next is a man who's in Brazil.
Elliot, and not moving at all, by the way.
Not moving.
Stuck in traffic.
Oh, is he?
Or he's on his way to the game.
Well, he's just like, man, the traffic down there seems brutal.
Well, I think he's staying where the Packers are.
Yeah,
because
which
the Packers
is 2 hours
are far away.
Away.
Yeah. So Elliot Shore Parks joins us next.
A rookie mistake?
Well, he's with the fans of Philly. So they want to stay somewhere.
Right,
I think they're staying. So where the game is not at the beach.
Right.
But where they're staying is at the beach. Because you're
going
to be there for a week.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
And those lunatics are just going to drink beer.
They'll drink all day
anyway. They
yeah.
don't care. So coming up next, I say that with love, by the way. That is what the trip is like. That's why you go on the trip. Anyway, coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. I want to know what the split of Packers-Eagles fans is like down in Brazil. Also, whether he thinks that the fact that the Packers are staying 2 hours away are going to hurt them. They're going to have to sit on a bus. So Elliot Shore Parks joins us live from Brazil. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.